Here we are. We own the unknowns InfoWars. Look, we're gonna go after all of the like every facet of alternative media.
Listen, fuckhead, you fucking crossed the line. Get that through your goddamn fucking head.
Glorious turn of events. The hunters have become the hunted, and limp-wristed pussies like Ben Collins over here, you're going to end up in prison, you cocksucker. Allegedly, of course. Allegedly, I guess, to the cocksucker part, but definitely you're going to end up in prison, you cocksucker. Allegedly. Here we've got The Onion, a satirical website and calendar, I guess, that hasn't been fucking funny since 2004. Because, again, everybody that works for this outlet is a crybaby cuck liberal pussy. And everything offends them. And he's doing a victory lap because, look, I just bought InfoWars. All right? That stupid racist Alex Jones' outlet full of conspiracy theories and misinformation and Russian propaganda. I bought it. You didn't buy shit, you cocksucker. A bunch of scumbags behind you rigged an auction to steal InfoWars. And so they were able to successfully shut down InfoWars for about 24 hours. I think Friday, Alex Jones was taken off the air, had to go to an emergency backup studio. They shut down Alex Jones' website. They shut down his store. They shut all of his stuff down because they bought it through a bankruptcy auction. Ben Collins and his limp fucking wrist and a body allegedly full of AIDS. They bought it, so they were able to shut him down. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Hold on a second. What an incredible time to be alive. Here is Harrison Smith, boys, info warrior himself, and he is all smiles. Why is he all smiles? Didn't his place get shut down? Well, about that. About that. The entire auction was complete bullshit. So you've got a... Why wouldn't it be bullshit, by the way? The trial against Alex Jones was bullshit. They used lawfare in order to shut Alex Jones down. They tried to shut Alex Jones down by kicking him off of Twitter 1.0, Facebook, and YouTube. And then that only made him bigger. And so they said, holy shit, we gotta do something to get him off of the internet. We gotta take him out of the internet. And they said, here's what we'll do. We'll take these Sandy Hookers, and we'll say that Alex Jones owes them a quadrillion, billion, gazillion, quadrillion, or gorillion dollars. And a judge said, yes, I like that. Let's do that. Let's default judgment Alex. He didn't even have a trial. Let's default judgment him into that. And now we'll just take InfoWars from the InfoWarriors. Because, again, he's now bank because he can't pay that, obviously. And even with that bullshit, right, they still had to rig a fucking auction because a bunch of people are sitting there going, well, hold on a second. Alex Jones is going to continue to make a lot of money. Things are only going to get stupider as we move forward. These criminal ass fuckers are only going to get more emboldened and as they get painted into a fucking corner. So a bunch of people who said, well, he's certainly going to make more money. Let's buy InfoWars. We'll just keep him on there. In this auction, the riggers said, no, what we'll do is we'll have a secret auction because that's how auctions work. We'll have a secret auction and we won't take the highest bidder. That's madness. So then you're just stealing it from him. Yeah, that's how you get the Onion. That's how you get this goofball son of a bitch over here with his beady fucking scumbag eyes. Secret auction. Secret bidders. And you're not taking the highest bidder. So then the Onion wins this auction, shuts down Alex Jones, and then a judge comes back and says, hold on a second, none of that makes any fucking sense. No aspect of that makes any fucking sense. So we're going to stop this, we're going to halt this, and we're going to give InfoWars back to Alex Jones. So now, in what seems to be a highly fraudulent auction, a fraudulent, rigged, bullshit auction to steal InfoWars, you're probably going to have you've got investigators looking into this. Alex Jones has a case against these people now. If a judge finds out that you illegally took InfoWars and shut him down and stole his website, shut his store down, even if only for a day, you've committed a crime. And we've got a new sheriff in town in Washington, D.C. So if it's a federal investigation and we have the Department of Justice, that cocksucker is going to end up in prison. That's what Harrison Smith is saying. Harrison Smith is saying, well, listen, this looks like this was a rigged, fraudulent criminal auction over here that was used to shut down Alex Jones. Yeah, Alex Jones got a case against all these people, and now the people involved in this are all flipping on each other. The people holding the auction, the people running the auction, the people who won the auction, everybody's sitting there going, hold on a second, what? Yeah, you committed a crime. In what world do you put somebody into bankruptcy, steal their assets, hold an auction, and then the plaintiffs are like, you know what? Go ahead and take like the 15th lowest bid. We'll do that. No, that's not how, that doesn't make any sense. Of course you would auction it off, the highest bidder. You're trying to make whole the plaintiff. In this situation, they said, no, we don't want the highest bidder. We want the onion, because this is rigged. These people are all going to end up in prison. This is going to be great. You guys robbed Alex Jones under the fake fiat cover of a bullshit bankruptcy judge and lawyer that tried to steal InfoWars. Laugh your goofball ass all the way to the fucking detention center, idiot. Fucking scumbag, beady-eyed son of a bitch. But there you go, lads. The Onion. Alex Jones is going to own The Onion. You dumb cocksuckers. We're going to fire all of you. Alex Jones, hand it off to me. I'll run it. I'll run it for fucking free. Are you kidding me? Hand it to me. Let's win this. Let's arrest these people. And let's have Alex Jones own the fucking Onion. All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching the videos. Sports Channel, kept up to date on this incredible InfoWars story. Hit that subscribe button and make why. Because the salt must flow.